Prominent community member, former town crier, and 17-year Tour de Rock volunteer Robert Alexander has died. The former town crier, who was a first for the city of Duncan and then served both Victoria and Esquimalt for 25 years, was 97 when he died on August 13. From Duncan to Sydney, he was a familiar face, described as a generous, energetic, and thoughtful individual. Alexander volunteered as a greeter for 15 years at the cruise ship terminal, welcoming tourists to town as well, and played a significant role with the Canadian Cancer Society's Tour de Rock. Tiffany Pardon, executive director of the BC Association of Chiefs of Police, said he was a constant presence for the tour as town crier at closing ceremonies. She described his heart as being in it for the kids, the families and the community. What has stood out over the years is that we never really had to ask him for help. He just instinctively knew when and where he was needed, and he would show up with his trademark generosity and energy, Pardon said. She said his legacy continues as his family asks for donations in his honor to be made to Tour de Rock. A powerful reflection of his passion, his unwavering commitment to this cause, she said. Alexander also worked side by side with town crier Kenny Podmore in Sydney, and they would cover for each other on many occasions. Along with Alexander's wife Norma, an over 24-year, dear, friendship developed as a result, one that Podmore described as full of fun and laughter. In Podmore's note on Alexander's obituary, he touched on the deep impact he made in his life. When I came to Canada over 25 years ago, you kindly gave up your position as town crier of Esquimalt and passed it on to me. For this, I will always thank you. It was you, my friend, that opened the door to my amazing, Canadian, life that I now have. In his professional life, Alexander played an important and active role in BC pharmacy. He was a founding member of the BC Pharmacists Society and the first president of Chapter 1, Vancouver Island. He practiced his profession in Vancouver, Port Alberni and Victoria until he fully retired in 1996. He was also co-chair of continuing education in Victoria for 12 years. Alexander was the manager of the pharmacy and drug department at Woodward's when Mayfair opened and for the following 20 years. After retiring from Woodward's, he went to work at McGill and Orme, managing the long-term care department. Retiring from there, he managed Brentwood Bay Pharmacy and took shifts at several other pharmacies in Victoria. He was also a 15-year member of the Canadian Power and Sail Squadron, though he never owned a boat. He was a charter member of the Oak Bay Squadron, becoming their first training officer and later a commander. He enjoyed another 2 years as assistant training officer before retiring to go RVing with Norma. Alexander is survived by Norma, his wife of 70 years, children Brian, Terry, and Corinne, as well as 5 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren.